And council, you will have 15 minutes for your oral argument today. I understand there is no response from the state. There will be no rebuttal. Marshall is ready. Please introduce yourself and identify your client when you begin your oral argument. Thank you.
May it please this honorable court, my name is Karen Bryan, and I'm counsel for defendant appellant in this case, Ayodele M. Ojo. This appeal is asking the court to reverse the decision of the district court for several reasons. First, the certificates of accuracy and reliability of the radar and the tuning forks were erroneously admitted. The testimony of Trooper Torito's regarding the certificate of accuracy and reliability were also erroneously admitted. And therefore, this case relies on or turns on Trooper Torito's visual estimation of the speed of Mr. Ojo's car. The radar the prosecution would have us believe that because the radar device was accurate on May 16, 9 days after it was tested on Mr. Ojo's car, it was therefore accurate the day it was tested on his car, and that Trooper Torito's testimony regarding such is sufficient to establish that it was accurate. But that is not what the rules of evidence require, Your Honor. In order for the prosecution to make that argument, the custodian of the documents would have to testify as to the reliability and accuracy of the tuning forks and the radar device, and allow Mr. Ojo an opportunity to cross-examine the custodian of the documents regarding such reliability and such accuracy. However, this did not occur in this case, and it relied purely on Trooper Torito's testimony.
But in this case, didn't the trooper testify that if the tuning forks were found to be inaccurate, they were disposed of? And in this case, they weren't, so that he can extrapolate from that they were accurate, and they continued to be accurate even a few days later.
But the trooper cannot testify regarding the intricate workings of this machinery. The trooper uses the machinery. She's not the one who tests the machinery. The custodian of these documents would have to make this argument, not Trooper Torito. Trooper Torito's job is to use the machine, not to test the machine. So we cannot be sure that if the radar is not working, then it's disposed of. We would have to have someone else establish that, not Trooper Torito's testimony.
That argument, counsel, that argument seems contrary to Minnesota Statute 169.14, subdivision 10B, which allows for the admissibility of these documents kept in the regular course of business without the need for further foundation, as you're suggesting.
Minnesota Rules of Evidence says that when a document is created with an eye to litigation, then it must be introduced by the custodian of those documents. My argument is simply that because it was created 9 days after Mr. Ojo was given the ticket, it was created with an eye to litigation, so therefore Trooper Torito could not introduce this into evidence, Your Honor. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. Thank you.
The other argument, Your Honor, is that Trooper Torito's visual estimation is the only thing that we can rely on. She's been an officer for a little over a year, and she provided no certificate to show her expertise in making visual estimation. Granted, I understand that an officer can make a visual estimation of speed, but the case law said that officer has to be trained in making that visual estimation. Trooper Trita did not provide any certificate that shows that she's trained in making visual estimation. She didn't even make a numerical estimation of Mr. Ojo's speed, Your Honors.
You know, we're not hearing you now.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Your Honor?
Yes.
So that's my argument today, that Trooper Torito's, the certificate of accuracy and the certificate of reliability should not have been entered into evidence by the district court because it was tested after Mr. Ojo was ticketed. The radar device had not been tested since October of 2016, and the rule requires it to have been tested before use on this car on the defendant, and it was not, Your Honor, on the appellant.
What is our standard review in this case?
Could you please repeat that?
What is our standard of review as to the admissibility of the evidence?
Your standard of review, the standard of review, Your Honor, one moment, I will tell you what that is. De novo, a district court's conclusion of law review de novo, is that your question, Your Honor?
Well, as to admissibility of evidence.
As to admissibility of evidence, the court will not disturb the verdict if the district court acting with due regard for the presumption of innocence and the requirement of proof beyond a reasonable doubt could reasonably conclude that the defendant was guilty of the charged offense.
But isn't it an abuse of discretion?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. And as to the factual issues and whether the court believed the officer as opposed to your client, aren't those matters of credibility?
Yes, and I am not raising those issues, Your Honor, as to whether who is more credible, because I am very aware that the district court judge can make the decision as to who is more credible. The argument that I'm raising here is that the certificate of accuracy was tested after Mr. Ojo was given this ticket, so there's no evidence to suggest that it was reliable or accurate at the time when it was used on his car. The radar device was tested in 2016 as well. There is no evidence to suggest that it was reliable or accurate at the time when it was used on his vehicle.
And as to the sufficiency of the evidence, I think you're kind of making that argument as well. Don't we have to view the decision of the court in the light most favorable to that decision?
Yes, Your Honor.
That evidence. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Your Honor. And I understand that, Your Honor, but because the certificate of accuracy and the certificate and reliability for the radar device and the tuning forks should not have been admitted, Your Honor, because it was tested after Mr. Ojo was ticketed, this case relies on Trooper Torito's visual estimation. And there's nothing in the evidence. There's no certificate that she has presented that she can make a visual estimation.
Well, couldn't a layperson decide whether one car was going too fast or not?
Yes, Your Honor. I've seen case law that suggests that, but there's also case law that says that the officer must be trained when the officer is relying just on visual estimation, the officer must not only be a trained person, but there must be another evidence that she's relying on. And the certificate of accuracy cannot be relied on because it was tested after Mr. Ojo was ticketed. So that's my argument, Your Honor, that not only are we forced to rely just on her visual estimation, because the certificate of accuracy and reliability were not admitted, were erroneously admitted, her visual estimation, we have no support to show that Trooper Torito can make visual estimations. She did not enter any certificates for anything. She said she had a class on radar device. We don't know how she performed in that one class that she had, Your Honor. We don't have any certificates regarding her performance from school. Those would have, from the academy, those would have been important to determine whether or not Trooper Torito can make the connections that she's making and our testimony that she is giving, Your Honor. And this is a slippery slope. There is supposed to be an objectivity regarding evidence. And if we're going to allow Trooper Torito's subjective testimony to determine the evidence that's entered, this is a traffic ticket, but what if it's another case, Your Honor?
I don't have any questions.
I don't know. Can you hear
any other questions?
No.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Very good. Then the matter is submitted. We will take it under advisement and issue a decision within the statutory period of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.